Time for another Castle Country Focus, and joining us right now over the phone, we have the mayor of Castledale, Danny Van Wagner. And Mayor, it's always a pleasure to chat with you. I appreciate you making time again for us today. Thank you.
You bet. Always good time visiting with you guys.
Well, I know it's a very busy time right now. Summer is always fun, I think, in the Castle Country. If we're talking Carbon County, Emery County, it seems like there's something going on every weekend. I think that's the perfect place to start. Castledale City Days, it's right around the corner. And Mayor, you and I were just having a conversation off of the cuff. You guys have a ton planned, and it seems like once it gets rolling on July 23rd, it just keeps coming.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's good. That whole week is going to be a fun-filled week.
Let's start by talking about July 23rd. You had mentioned the motorcycle rodeo. Kind of explain this to me. What exactly is this, and how do you guys kick off Castledale City Days?
Well, this motorcycle rodeo is just what you would kind of imagine. It's a motorcycle out in the rodeo grounds. They're doing barrel races. They're doing time trials. They're doing wheelies, how far they can take it. It's absolutely incredible to watch, and it's just a good time.
How long have you guys been doing a motorcycle rodeo?
I think this is our third year, and it'll be like starts at 6 p.m. on, like I said, July 23rd on that Saturday.
It sounds fascinating. It really does. That's the great part about these events, right? You guys get something that's a little bit different. I know, and again, between the two counties, there's always these little events that kind of make it special. This is certainly unique, a motorcycle rodeo.
It absolutely is, and you're going to laugh your tail off. It's just a good time.
So it starts at 6 p.m., and how late does this typically go?
It usually goes for a few hours, so it's probably 2 hours. It'll get over around 8:30, depending on how many contestants there is.
Okay, so that's July 23rd. Then there's a little break, right? Then you guys hit it hard for four more days.
Yes, we do.
Okay, let's move over to July 27th.
All right, July 27th, this is probably my favorite event in Castledale. It's called the Little Luau. It's held up at the swimming pool. This is for special needs of all ages. Automarion is the one that has put this together. I couldn't tell you how many years it's been going. It's very special, and it's a great time.
Okay, let's go into the details of it. So the Little Luau takes place, obviously, at the swimming pool, correct?
Correct. Yep, it takes place in the swimming pool. Everyone goes up there. We have people coming from Carbon County, all over Emery County, and anybody with special needs, we invite you to come over and enjoy a dinner and have a good time.
What are some of the activities that we'll see at the Little Luau?
Oh, you're going to see like the fishing ponds and just mostly kids' games, and then they can also go swimming.
Okay, that's July 27th, again, Castledale City Days. Let's move over to July 28th. Busy day.
Busy, busy day. We have kids' games starting at 3 p.m. on Thursday. And then at 4:30, we have a barbecue for $2 where we're serving hot dogs and hamburgers and just kind of a community event. And then from there, we go to a kids' rodeo at 6 p.m. This is where they're chasing chickens and chasing pigs, and we got the chickens and pigs already. And then we have a movie at the ball field at dusk.
Two things stand out to me. When you mention the kids' rodeo, there's nothing more comical than watching kids chase farm animals.
Absolutely. And it can be, I mean, if you want a video of your kid doing something absolutely crazy fun, this is the place.
Yeah. Do you guys know what movie's going to be playing at dusk yet?
I do not know what the movie is, but it will definitely be family friendly.
That's perfect. That's perfect. Okay, that's going to be July 28th. July 29th, big event, the Cowboys Memorial Rodeo. We always talk a lot about this event here on the radio stations. We got a lot going on there. I know Monroe Magnuson does a phenomenal job. He's told me a million times it's kind of his baby, but this is a two-day event. Starts off July 29th.
Right, and this is the high school sponsors this rodeo, and it is a fantastic rodeo. Like you say, it's two nights. It'll end up on Saturday, but it's a great time. If you like rodeo, you like cowboys, and you like to see people fall off animals, this is the place to be.
No question. And I know as far as the Cowboys Memorial Rodeo goes, I mean, it's a traditional rodeo, correct, Mary? You're going to see all the traditional rodeo events.
Absolutely, yep. You're going to see the barrel racers, the steer roping, steer wrestling, bull riders, bronc riders. Yep, it's a full adult event.
Mayor, if we go to July 30th, Cowboys Memorial Rodeo once again, but as you were going over the activities with me, I mean, there's a ton going on the 30th, not just the Cowboys Memorial Rodeo.
No, that morning we're going to start with horseshoe tournaments, pickleball tournaments. We got cornhole tournaments, sand volleyball tournaments, spikeball tournaments, and that's all down at the city park where the rodeo grounds are.
All this is taking place again, Castledale City Days. Mayor Danny Van Wagner joining us right now. Mayor, as far as the information on all these events, obviously you can get it at castlecountryradio.com. We'll have the full list of events up. But signing up for these particular tournaments, looking into the Cowboys Memorial Rodeo, I mean, the swimming pool, pretty much everything we've talked about, where's the best place to go to find all that information instantly?
You want to come to call Castledale City? And that's 435-381-2115. Come on down. Once again, the rodeo's Friday and Saturday. And on Saturday night, right after the rodeo, Castledale will be putting on a fireworks show for the whole bunch of everybody.
Yeah, it has to end with a fireworks show. That's kind of the tradition, right?
Exactly.
Again, Mayor Danny Van Wagner, our guest right now, Mayor of Castledale. Mayor, let's jump over to some construction that you guys have going on. An exciting day, a new Maverick popping up. You were going over the logistics. They have these things down really to a science. It's not going to be long before a new Maverick is up and rolling.
Yeah, they've just moved their equipment in. They'll start this week, and they're saying 120 days for the grand opening. This is going to be more like a truck stop Maverick. It's going to be fantastic for the community, and it's going to be exciting to see something growing like this on inside Castledale City.
How long has this been in the works, Mayor?
Probably about 15 months right now.
And so it's actually moved fairly fast then. I mean, if we're talking 15 months, less than 2 years, this thing should be up and rolling.
Absolutely, yeah, that's a great timetable.
Yeah, it really is. Outside of the new Maverick and the construction coming there, anything else popping up? Anything else that we haven't talked about, Mayor?
Well, there's probably lots of little things, but that's pretty much the big things that's going on in Castledale.
Well, it's definitely great to get an update from you, Mayor Danny Van Wagner, again, our guest right now. Mayor, I really appreciate the time. I look forward to seeing you at Castledale City Days. Thank you so much for the time, and you have a great afternoon.
Hey, you too. You guys have a great time.
That's Castledale City Mayor Danny Van Wagner joining us here on Castle Country Focus. For more on Castledale City Days, make sure you visit castlecountryradio.com.